Today's daf is Erev and Daf Pei Dalid, and we are 14 lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara Pshita. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Rufu Shalem of Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Lechayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So at the very, very end of a very, very intense Daf Pei Gimel, we learned the Mishnah, which is going to be the topic of the next two Dafin. We learned the Mishnah quickly, and I think it's worth seeing the Mishnah again inside, as today's Daf is very much going to be an analysis of almost every line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was discussing people that live together in a chatzar, in two-story houses. So there were people that lived on the main floor, and then there were people that lived on the upper floor. Additionally, the people that lived on the upper floor had a gallery that their houses opened up into, which served a little bit like a chatzar. So the people that lived on the main floor, their chatzar, quote-unquote, was the chatzar. Whereas the people that lived on the second floor, the aliyah, they had this little area that their houses opened up into. The people that live on the main floor and the people that live on the upper floor, from an Erevin perspective, are viewed as living in independent Rishuyos, and obviously they would have to make a Ruvei Chatzeres if they wanted to carry from one house to the other. Additionally, the two Chatzeres, meaning the main Chatzer and the gallery that opens up to from the houses on the second floor, are also technically viewed as different Rishuyos. And as a result, if you wanted to carry from one to the other, you would need to make an Eruv Chatzer. So says the Mishnah, Anche Chatzev, Anche Merpeset, the people that live in the houses that open up into the Chatzer, and the people that live in the houses that open up into this Marpeset, this gallery, Shashakhu Veloyirvu, that forgot to make an Erev between themselves, meaning they each made their own independent Erev. That's important. However, they weren't ma'arev, the two Rishuyos. So the halach is as follows. Kol shegevoy yutvachim, anything that's in the chatzar, this is in the primary chatzar, not in the gallery, in the chatzar itself, that's 10 tfachim tall, the marpeset. We attribute it to the marpeset, meaning it's considered to be in the rishus of the people that live on the top floor. Hence, they would be able to carry from there into their house, from there onto the marpeset. The people, however, that live on the main floor, what the Mishnah refers to as the anche chatzar, they would not be able to carry from their rishus onto this thing that's 10 tfachim tol. If there's something that's less than 10 tfachim tol, the chatzar, then to the contrary, we look at it as belonging to the chatzar. So the anche chatzar would be able to carry. However, the people that are living on the upper floor, the anche marpeset, they would not be able to carry. Chulia sabar, if there was a pit, we'll see more about this pit in the Gemara, and on the sides of the pit there was sand. V'haselo, if there was a rock, v'yimasar tvachim to 10 tvachim tol marpeset, we attribute it to the marpeset. Pachos b'kan, if they're less than 10 tvachim tol, l'chatzar, we attribute it to the chatzar. V'edvar mamurim, when is all this true? Bismucha, if this thing that's 10 tvachim tall was close to the house, avol b'mufleges, in the event that it was far from the house, hafilu gevoy yud tvachim, even if it's 10 tvachim tall, a chatzar, it's always going to belong to the anshei achatzar. The ezoi hi smucha, what's the definition of smucha? Meaning define close versus far. Kol she'en rechayk arba tvachim. The number is going to be 4 tvachim. So again, the Gemara is going to analyze every single line of the Mishnah, but first, the Gemara is going to digress, sort of, for a moment and really introduce its analysis of the Mishnah. So we've seen through the last several daf in Perek Chaloin, and now the beginning of Perek Ketzad Mishtatfin, that there's a concept where you can have two chatzeros that are side by side, and then you could have something in between those two chatzeros, and the status of that thing that's in between the two chatzeros can vary depending on technicalities. So for example, the Mishnah talked about two chatzeros that were side by side that were divided by a kaisel. And we talked about it in two contexts. One context was, do we look at the kaisel as dividing the two chatzeros, hence they're two completely independent chatzeros. So as it relates to Erevin purposes, this chatzer would have to make its own Eruv chatzeros. This chatzer would have to make its own Eruv chatzeros. If they wanted to be ma'ar of the two chatzeros, maybe they wouldn't even be able to. Sometimes the kaisel does not have the ability to divide the two chatzeres to the point where we look at it as one big chatzer. Sometimes it really depends. If the Anshei HaChatzar want to view it as one big chatzar, they can. If they don't want to view it as one big chatzar, they don't have to. So a kaisel in between two chatzeres is going to impact the Erevin status of the two chatzeres on the two sides. But there was another discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara as it relates to the kaisel. And that is, can the people in the chatzar be mishtamish with the kaisel or not? And in the event that this kaisel is in between two chatzeres, so is it the chatzar to the right that has the ability to be mishtamish with the kaisel? Or is it the chatzar to the left that has the ability to be mishtamish with the kaisel? So a kaisel impacts Erevin on two fronts. Number one, one chatzar versus two chatzeres. Number two, which one of the Anshei HaChatzar, if any, will be able to be mishtamish with the kaisel? Which one not? We saw a similar discussion as it relates to a charetz, if there was a ditch in between two chatzeres. A similar discussion if there was a chaloin, there was a window in between these two rishuyas. Either way, the Gemara is going to chazer over some of the yisoidos that we saw earlier in the prakim, and that's going to segue into the Gemara's analysis of today's Mishnah. Pshito, says the Gemara, it's pashit. Lezebe Pesach, for Lezebe Pesach, in the event that you have something that's in between two chatzeros, and the people living in both chatzeros have easy access to this thing, meaning it's something that is very convenient for either one of the two chatzeros to use. The halacha is, we would view that as a window that was in between two chatzeros, and what? So the Gemara doesn't explain. There's some long rashis here. The halacha would be that we would say that this thing, whatever it is, belongs to the two chatzeros, and being that it belongs to the two chatzeros, unless they make an eruve chatzeros between each other, none of them would be allowed to use it. Because if two people own something b'shutfis, the only way they can use it is if they make an eruve chatzeros. That's the whole premise of eruve chatzeros. Eruve chatzeros is where two people live in houses that open up into a common chatzar. The chatzar is mishutefes. It belongs to two different people. As a result, the only way either one of them would be able to carry is if they make an eruve chatzeres. So too, if you would have anything, chaloin, kaisel, a beam, a pole, it doesn't matter what it is. But if there's something that's in between two chatzeres, or even if it's not mamish the same case, where it's literally in between the two chatzeres, but it's something that two chatzeres have access to, if they have equal access to it, equal bailus towards it, so then the halacha is, they would answer each other, and nobody would be allowed to use it. Lezebezrika, for Lezebezrika, in the event that you had a very similar situation. But whereas this was, in the previous case, this thing was easily accessible to the people living in both chatzar. Here it was just the opposite. It was equally inaccessible to the people of both chatzar. Meaning if anybody wanted to use it, they would have to throw something. It's not so convenient to have to throw. This is something that we saw earlier as well. The Mishnah talked about a case where there was a wall between two chatzeres, where if the wall was 10 tfachim tall and it was 4 tfachim wide, so nobody really was allowed to use the kaisel. If you want to use it, you have to go on top of the kaisel. You look at it as a separate rishus hayachid. But the point is that if it's equally inaccessible to both of them, the only way you'd be allowed to use it is if you made an eruv chatzeres. Why? Because we have equal shaychus to it. If we have equal shaychus to it, it's considered an area that's mishutefes between the two chatzeres. So unless the two chatzeres make an eruv chatzeres, so nobody would be allowed to use it. Lezebeshulshul. What would be if you have, again, something that's easily or not easily accessible to two chatzeres, the way that each one would have to use it is b'shulshul, meaning by lowering yourself or lowering something, similar to the charetz, where the way to use the charetz would be not by going up, but rather by going down. So this is the same as lezebezrika, the lezebezrika, with the difference, lezebezrika, if you want to use it, you're going up. Lezebezshulshul, if you want to use it, you're going down. So the Gemara says, that's also pasha. We know what the halach is. Hainu charetz v'im beis chatzeres. And again, ayin Rashi, but we have a charetz v'im beis chatzeres, the halach is, that being that it's equally challenging for both Anshei Chatzar to use it, we look at it as if they have equal shaychus to it. As a result, it's an area that's mishu tefes. If it's mishu tefes, the only way the two chatzeres can use it is if they're going to make an eruv chatzeres. It's no different than two houses that open up into a chatzar with a chatzar mishu tefes. You'd have to make eruv chatzeres. What would be if you have something in between two chatzeres or something that is accessible to two chatzeres, where for one of the Anshei Chatzar, meaning the people living in one chatzar, it's bepesach, easy to use. And the people living in the other chatzer, it's bezrika, it's challenging to use. And the way it's challenging to use is because you would have it higher. You would have to go up in order to use it. Gemara says that's something we saw earlier as well. I know the Rabbah bar Rafuna Rav Nachman. Rabbah Rafuna said in the name of Rav Nachman that kol shalazeh tashmisha, kol shalazeh tashmisha benachas, right? Remember the case where there was a kaisel on one side, but it's within 10 tefachim on the other side. So we give the kaisel, we attribute it to the chatzer for whom it's more accessible. So the halach in this case would be that whoever it's lezeh bepesach for, that's the one that's going to be able to use it. What would be in the reverse? Lezeh bepesach, lezeh beshoshel. Again, it's more accessible to one than the other, but the way it's not so accessible to the other is not because they have to go up, because they have to go down. That's also something we saw already. Heinu Rav Shizbi on Rav Nachman. It wasn't Rabbi Baruch Huna in the name of Rav Nachman. It was Rav Shizbi in the name of Rav Nachman. Both attributed to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is the same exact halach in that case. Mar said a tricha. Why needed both cases? But again, if it's easy for one to use, and for the other one, you have to go down. So the halachas, we give it to the one that it's easy to use. Okay, so far, everything that we said up until this point is pshita. Now, it's really not so simple, but it's supposed to be simple based on sugyas that we learned already. Where you have an item that's in between two chatzeres, just to keep this case simple, and really both anche achatzer have some access to it. So the question is, do we say that being that they both have access to it and they didn't make an Erev, so it's going to be usher to both of them? Or maybe there's some methodology that we can use to attribute it to one versus the other. So what did we say up until this point? If they both have equal access to it, meaning it's easy for them to take it, lezeh bepesach, lezeh bepesach. By the way, lezeh bepesach, I mean, it's obvious at this point, lezeh bepesach doesn't mean literally there's a door for this one, there's a door for that one. Rashi says the word pesach is just a code word. It's a way of saying that it's something they could easily access. So if they can both easily access it, so it's mishu tefes, they would have to make a ruvich hatzeres. If they didn't make a ruvich hatzeres, shneim oistrim zelzeh. If it's difficult for both of them, whether it's lezeh bezrik, lezeh bezrik, lezeh bezshulshul, lezeh bezshulshul, these were often a mishnayis. The charetz shemen shtei chatzeres, the kaisel shemen shtei chatzeres, again, they would ask for each other, would be a problem. If it's easy for one to access and it's not easy for the other to access, it doesn't matter if the one that's not easy to is bezrik or the one that is not easy to bezshulshul, that we saw previously in the sugis as well. For sure, we're going to give it to the one that it's easy to access to. Okay, so what is the Shaila? And this Shaila is going to be the topic of the entire daf. What is the Shaila? This is the punchline that we're leading up to, says the Gemara. What would be if it was Lezeh b'Shilshul v'Lezeh b'Zrika? So you have two chatzeres that are side by side. There's something in between the two chatzeres. And it's difficult for the Anche of this chatzer to use, and for the anshe of that chatzer to use. But for the anshe of one chatzer, for them to use it, they would have to go up, they would have to go bezrika, and for the other one, they would have to go beshulshul. My, what would that lacha be over there? So it sounds like a technical question, but this is going to be literally the topic of the entire daf, and in fact, it was a machloikis rav and shmul. So whenever there's a machloikis rav and shmul, you know there's an intense machloikis here. So it was machloikis rav and shmul, how to view this as it pertains to our sugya, says the Gemara, Omar rav said shnei masurim. They're both going to be aser because it's inaccessible to both of them. And it makes no difference if it's lezeh bezrika, lezeh bezrika, lezeh bezshulshul, lezeh bezshulshul, or lezeh bezshulshul, lezeh bezrika. At the end of the day, it's hard for both of them. So meaning that it's hard for both of them, it's considered mishu tefes. They have the same access or in-access to it. As a result, they would have to make ruvich hatzeres. If they don't make ruvich hatzeres, you're at mishmul amash, mishmul sano, nois, nois, lezeh bezshulshul. You give it to the person for whom it's bezshulshul. Why? Shalezeh tashmisha benachas, velezeh tashmisha bekasha. Because a balabata shesvara, it's easier to use something when all you have to do is go down, as opposed to use something when you have to go up. And as a result, being that for one it's b'shulshul, the other one it's b'zrika, we look at it as tashmisha lezeh b'nachas, tashmisha lezeh b'kasha. Meaning, even though in an absolute sense, it's tashmisha b'kasha for both of them, but in a relative sense, one is more benachas than the other. So Shmuel said, shulshul is considered more benachas than zrika. As a result, we give a lezeh b'shulshul as opposed to lezeh benachas. So Rav said, at the end of the day, it's challenging for both of them. As a result, shneim asurim. Shmuel said, no, nois nenoisoi. We give it to the one that's b'shulshul, because in a relative sense, we look at it as lezeh tashmisha benachas, for lezeh tashmisha b'kasha, v'chadovash tashmisha lezeh. So what does it do with our Mishnah? What's up with our sugya? We learned in our Mishnah. There were people that are living in a chatz, people that are living in a marpeset. Two separate chatzeros. And they forgot to make a ruva chatzeros between the two of them. Anything that's in the chatz that's 10 tfachim or taller, the marpeset. We attribute that to belonging to the marpeset. If it's less than 10 tfachim, the chatz. We give it to the chatz. Pasuk the Gemara. Kasolka daitach. The assumption is, and the reason the Gemara is calling this a kasolka daitach, is because the Gemara is going to fall off of it. So whenever the Gemara says kasolka daitach, meaning we're making an assumption, you know the Gemara is going to fall off of it. It's a havamina. The word kasolka daitach means this is a havamina. So we're going to fall off of it. But the Gemara is asking a question based on a havamina. We're going to make this premise, this anacha, that what? What's the premise? A very technical premise. That my marpeset, b'nei aliyah, that the marpeset in the Mishnah, this gallery is not where the people actually lived. Meaning, there was a chotzer that opens up into houses. Then there was a second floor. On the second floor, there was a marpeset. The houses of the second floor didn't open up into the marpeset. Rather, there was a ladder that was on the marpeset that opened up now into a top floor, which is where people live. So the marpeset is not the other chatzar. It's not the ground level of where this other chatzar is. To the contrary, it's a ladder that opens up to people that live higher than that, says the Gemara. And if that's the case, for my karle marpeset, why did we refer to these people as the anshei marpeset if that's not really where they live? Because selki b'marpeset, because that marpeset was used. It's like a stairwell for them to get where they need to get, but that's actually not where they live. What's the point in saying this? The point in saying this is that these people, they really live high up. So if you have something in the chatzar that's 10 tefachim tall, it's not necessarily accessible to the people that are living on the top floor. See, if they live in the marpeset, so then the assumption is that something that's 10 tefachim tall, it's probably within reach for them. But if they don't really live in the marpeset, rather they're b'nei aliyah, v'amai korile marpeset, because salki b'marpeset, ishtakul tayr. But the point is, really, they live in the aliyah. So if they live in the aliyah, it's not so easy for them to access it. So here's the question. So why did the Mishnah say that if there's anything that's 10 tefachim tall, we automatically give it to the people that are living in the marpeset? Mehechatesi. Maybe give it to the people living in the chatzar. So the Gemara says like this, that I understand a little bit why you don't want to give it to the people living in the chatzar, because if I'm in the chatzar and I want to use this, it's 10 tefachim tall, it's not within reach. Right? What's the definition of too tall, too short? Right? The Gemara earlier said all the pshitas. What's the definition of lezeh binachas for lezeh b'kasher? Kash, 10 tefachim is always the cutoff. That's why the kaisel and the chaloin and the charetz, it's always 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim is the magic number, right? So for me, it's a beam that's 10 tefachim tall. So for me, it's hard to get. Oh, but if I'm living in the marpeset, so it's within 10 tefachim, so I understand why you would give it to the people that are living in the marpeset. But if the kasolka daitach is right, that really these people didn't live on the ground floor of the marpeset. They lived a lot higher than that. So it comes out, it's not so easy for them to access it either. Why? Because it's more than 10 tefachim beneath them. And still, what do you see? Who do we give it to? We give it to the people that are living in the marpeset. So you see that if it's equally as inaccessible for both, but one has to go up and the other one has to go down, we go down. Whose shita was this? This was Shmuel's shita. It's a kashan rav. The Gemara says, you're right. It would be a kashan rav if your kasolka daitach was right, if your premise was right. This all started with a kasolka daitach, my marpeset b'nei aliyah. Rashi, top line. The gvi mi marpeset tuva. Right? The assumption was that these people are living much higher than the marpeset. Once you get to the marpeset, you have to climb a ladder to be able to get where you want to get. But the Gemara says, maybe that's really not what's going on. But rather, it's kedom rafun loisim adarim b'marpeset. We're talking about people that actually lived on that floor, the marpeset. Now, Shmuel, Rafuna said it regarding something else. Later part of the Mishnah, we're going to see. But l'shtelin tzur, Rafuna said, hachanami, what's the tzushta loisim adarim b'marpeset? It's talking about the people living in the marpeset. What's the point? The point is that the people living in the marpeset are within 10 tefachim of this Amud. And being that they're within the 10th fachim of this thing, so it comes out that it's lezeh kosher, because you have to go bezrika. The other one, it's right there, it's benachas, because it's within 10th fachim. As a result, it's possible why you give it to them. But enochinami, if they were higher, could be, according to Rav, you wouldn't necessarily give it to the people living in the marpeset, because at the end of the day, lezeh bezrika, lezeh shilshul, could be oisrin zelzeh. And the Gemara says, But if you're going to make this assumption, which assumption? That we're talking about the people that lived in the marpeset. So this amud that's gevaya asara tefachim is kasha for the people living in the chatzar, it's high. But for the people that are living in the marpeset, it's right there. Then how are you going to understand the seifa? The seifa said, if it was less than 10 tefachim, you give it to the chatzar. Says the Gemara, Amai, why are you giving it to the Chatzar? Lezebe Pesach. Just because it's within 10 Tfachim, you automatically give it to the Chatzar. Maybe it's within 10 Tfachim of the people that are living on the Mar Pesach as well. So why are you necessarily giving it to the Chatzar? Meaning, what's the Ihachi? Bishloima. If you would understand the Mishnah the way we understood in the Kosol Kadaitach, that Marpeset really doesn't mean people that live in a house that opens up to the Marpeset. But it's really B'nai Aliyah, they're much taller than that. So I understand why, if it's less than 10 Tfachim, you're going to give it to the Anshei HaChatzar. Because if it's less than 10 Tfachim, it comes out, it's within 10 Tfachim for the Anshei HaChatzar. It's way more than 10 Tfachim for the people living in the Marpeset. So Lezeh Benachas, Lezeh Kasha. So obviously you're going to give it to the ones that are Lezeh Benachas. But once you're making it on Kimta, that really it's the Anshei Marpeset. So if the people that are living in the top floor are Anshei Marpeset, then just because it's more than 10, less than 10 Tfachim off the ground doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be more than 10 Tfachim from the people living in the Marpeset. Then how can the Mishnah simply say, if it's within 10 Tfachim, then for sure it belongs to the Anshei HaChatzar? If it's within 10 Tfachim, and it's also within 10 Tfachim for the people living in the Marpeset, then why should it belong to the Anshei HaChatzar? It should belong to both of them. And what happens if it belongs to both of them? Shnei Moisrim Zalzeh. It should be a problem for both of them. So Mehecha Teisi. That's the Gemara's follow-up question. So the Gemara says, you're right. May L'Chatzar, you know what you have to say? When the Mishnah said that Pachas Mikan L'Chatzar, it didn't mean that the people in the Chatzar are allowed to carry there, but rather Af L'Chatzar, also the Chatzar. I mean, if it's 10 Tfachim, it goes for sure to the Marpeset. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's not just to the Marpeset, it's Af L'Chatzar. And what's the punchline? V'shnei Masurim. And it's going to be also for both of them. Because if it's Af L'Chatzar, it's going to be also. I mean, the Mishnah's not this. When the Mishnah said Chatzar, it didn't mean who's allowed to carry there. That's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah said, which Rishus does it belong to? That's what the Mishnah is discussing. Who does it belong to? Belongs to the Marpeset, belongs to the Chatzar. You assume if it belongs to the Chatzar, you're allowed to carry. No. Belongs to the Chatzar, it's a problem. Because it's Af L'Chatzar, potentially. And as a result, it's going to belong to both of them. It belongs to both of them. Shnei Masurim Zelzeh. Zokti Gemara. Not just that. Achinami Mistabra. It's actually Mistabra this way. Because Midutani Seifa. Again, this is an analysis of the entire Mishnah. What did the Seifa say? Medvar Mamur Bismucha. This halacha that if it's 10 Tfachim tall, it belongs to the people that are living in the Marpeset. If it was close by Avon, but more flagrant, if it was far away, I feel like you'd fuck on the Chatzar. Even if it's far away, it's going to belong to the Chatzar. My Lachatzar. Even the Chatzar Bishari. What does it mean when we say Lachatzar? It doesn't mean Lachatzar and they're going to be allowed to carry their Amai. Rishus is the Travayu. Why should they be allowed to carry? If it's 10 Tfachim tall, so it's not in the Rishus of the Chatzar. Not easy for them to carry there. So it's equally as hard now, maybe, for the people living in the Chatzar, people living in the Marpeset. So why are you giving it to the Chatzar? Why should that be that case? Elamai L'Chatzar. What does my L'Chatzar mean? Af L'Chatzar. V'shnei Masurim means the Chatzar also has in the both Gemaras. How can I? My L'Chatzar. Af L'Chatzar. V'shnei Masurim Shmamir. Meaning the Gemara is bavarning that to say that Pachas Mikan L'Chatzar means Af L'Chatzar and Shnei Masurim is a little dachuk. So the Gemara is not comfortable just saying it and running on to the next Toshma. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that as much as you may think that the Pshat seems a little dachuk in the Mishnah, it's really not, because it's muchach that way from the next line of the Mishnah. So once Af L'Chatzar in the next line of the Mishnah means Af L'Chatzar, and not that the people in the Chatzar can carry, but nobody can carry Shnei Masurim Zalazah, so it makes perfect sense. There's no reason you can't say that. That's what this line means as well. As a result, you have no raya to Shmuel, you have no kasha on Rav Zok to Gemara. So the first halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara thought to bring a raya to Shmuel, a kasha on Rav. The Gemara knocked that out. Zok to Gemara, maybe you can bring a raya from the next part of the Mishnah. Tanan, Chuliya Sabar, if there was a pit and on the side of the pit there was sand, Vahaselo, there was Rakshin, Gvay Masara, that's 10 Tfachim tall. So either the Chuliya of the bar or the rack was 10 Tfachim tall. So what's the halacha? The Marpeset, right? Just like if you have anything else that's inside the Chatzar, we said, if it's 10 Tfachim tall, it goes to the Marpeset. So the Mishnah, in the same vein, said, if you would have Chulia Sabar or a Sela, 10 Tfachim, you'd give it Pachas Mikat. What if it's less than 10 Tfachim? The Chatzar, it belongs to the Chatzar. So again, what's the kasha? The assumption is, the Gemara doesn't speak it out here, but the assumption is that what does it mean, Marpeset? We're just going, chazing over the same exercise. Kasoka Daita Chimin, the Bnei Aliyah. So if it means the Bnei Aliyah, why if it's 10 Tfachim tall, do you give it to the Bnei Aliyah? L'chura, it's more than 10 Tfachim beneath where they are. Oh, must be, because for the people living in the Chatzar, it's Zrika. For the people living in the Aliyah, it's Shilshul. And relatively speaking, Shilshul is more benachas than Zrika. And you fall into the halach of Kol Dovah Shetashmishul Zeh Benachas Lebekasha Nois Zeh Shetashmishul Benachas, which was Shmuel Shita. Rav said, I don't care relative. At the end of the day, it's hard for you. So this line of the Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel. It's kasha. Rav, I'm Rav Huna. This is where Rav Huna said what the Gemara shtelled to earlier. Right? In the first Gemara, it was Kid the Amar Ravuna. We were shtelling to Ravuna from that something Ravuna had said somewhere else. Where was it somewhere else? Right here. So Ravuna said, Leis Nadar B'Mar Pesach. No, what the Mishnah means, again, it's not people that are living on a much higher floor. It means that people living in the Mar Pesach. So the Gemara has a follow-up. That's all good for the seller. Bar Mayikilam Eimer. What about the bar? So what's the kasha with the bar? We're talking about the Chulias HaBar. We're not talking about the bar. So the Rishonim speak out that the Chulias HaBar, the sand that's around the bar, L'chura has to take on the halachic status of the bar. And if the bar itself is for sure deep, it's going to be more than 10 tfachim, even from the people living on the Marpesa. I mean, even if you want to say that we don't mean people living in the Aliyah, which you had to climb a ladder to get to from the Marpesa. Even if you're talking about people living in the Marpesa, and let's say the Chulias HaBar is within 10 tfachim, fine. But the depth of the pit for sure goes further than that. So if that's the case, the pit itself is for sure Lezeh B'Sholshol. Which means that even though the Chulia is not Lezeh B'Sholshol, but the Chulia L'Chayra should take on the din, the halachic din of the pit. And if that's the case, it's vital Lezeh B'Sholshol for Lezeh B'Zrika. And still the Mishnah says, what do? You give it to the people living in the Marpesa. So it's vital Raya to Shmuel, it's Akasha and Rav. So meaning Tenach Sela, the Sela, okay, you could say it's within 10 Tfachim of both of them. But the pit, even if the Chulia Sabar is within 10 Tfachim, but the pit itself is not within 10 Tfachim. So L'Chur, that should definitely be a Raya to Shmuel because it's Lezeh B'Sholshol. And it's Lezeb Bezrika. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yisrael Brady Rav Yehuda. Hachab a bar melayim ayim askir." We're talking about where the bar was filled with water, and being that it was filled with water, so you don't reckon with the bottom of the pit. You reckon with where the water is. So where the water is, it's within 10 tfachim. So you're good. Frekdim arvachas. So you're not worried that the water is going to diminish over the course of Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Yeah, maybe." But keeping the chimal yeshaya, being that when it's filled, it was good. Ki chasr na mishayis. Even if it ends up diminishing, it doesn't matter. Adarabu, kivin ki chasra asiru, ki malya nami asiru. Maybe you should look at it in the reverse. If there's really a kashash that maybe this water level is going to go down over the course of Shabbos, then you should say pumfaker. You should say that being that when it's chasra, it's a problem. So even when it's full, it shouldn't be a problem. So you might say, okay, we could tweak the answer. I mean, if this technicality bothers you, it doesn't knock out everything we said. It's not filled with water, it's filled with peris. What about the peris? No one's going to take the peris over Shabbos. If you take the peris over Shabbos, you end up in this issue where again now it's Lezeb B'Sholshol as well, but Tevel, so it was Tevel. Oh, it's Tevel, you can't eat it. It's Mukzer, Rashi says. Machmas Isser Tevel, Asura L'Taltel. So you don't have to worry about that. Konami, it's Mestabe that that's the case. Tony, Dumi, the Sela Shmami, no. Because you see, Sela, Dumi, the Chulia Zabar, it sounds like there's the Metzias is the same. Talk to Yomar, Velomli, the Mr. Marvel, and the Mr. Sela. That in light of everything we just said, we can appreciate why the Mishnah had to give two cases. Chulias HaBar, Sela, these aren't just two random examples. There's a little bit of oimek as to why we picked these examples. Why? The Yashmin and Sela, had we only said Sela, like the Migzor. Because by Sela, there's no Gzeira, because a rock is a rock. So what's going to happen to it? Ava Bar, but the Bar, being that we had to make an Akimta the way Rav learned, that the Bar was talking about was Malaya Peres, what would be if it wasn't Malaya Peres? According to Rav, that changes everything. Because now it's not Lezeh, now it's going to be Lezeh B'Shil, Shulva, Lezeh B'Zrika, Vishneim Oisrimzel. Says in the Maya Paris, Misukanim, in the event that do a Paris, Misukanim, Paris, and a not devil. So there it could be a problem. Tzricha, that's the Tzricha. Zokta Gemara, Tashma, Anche Chatzir, Vanche Aliyah, Sheshach Vala Yirvu. So again, we have a machloikis between Rab and Shmuel in the event that there's something that two chatzeros would seem to have a shaychus to, whether it's in between two chatzeros or it's more similar to the case of our Mishnah. But the Maya was, yeah, people that live in two chatzeros, they didn't make a Ruva chatzeros between the two of them. Obviously, if they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, that changes everything. But we're talking about where they didn't make any Ruvei Chatzeres. And the question is, which Chatzer does this thing that they both have Shaychas to belong to? Do we say they both have Shaychas to it? As a result, it belongs to both of them. They didn't make a Ruvei Chatzeres. This Erevin 101, you're out. Or do we say that, no, maybe sometimes there's a way to attribute it to one? Say if they both have equal Shaychas to it, give it to both. If they both have equal no Shaychas to it, we give it to nobody. If for one of them it's easy to access and the other one it's not, whether it's because they have to go up or they have to go down, it doesn't matter. You give it to the one that it's easy to access to. This is all chazar of what we've seen. The question was, what if they both don't have easy access to it? One chatzar would have to go up, the other chatzar would have to go down. This is what it boils down to. What would be that loch over there? Rav said, Shnei Masurim. At the end of the day, they both have the same inconvenient shaykhis to it. As a result, it's mishu tefes. Unless they make a roof of chatzeris, nobody can use it. Shmuel said, no. It's easier to go down than it is to go up. And as a result, it falls into the category of kol tovash et hashmishu lezeh benach, lezeh bekasha, noise noise lezeh et hashmishu benachas. We stole the suit to our mishnah because we thought we had rise from our mishnah in the course of trying to prove Shita Shmuel, from our Mishnah, we ended up going through almost every single word in our Mishnah with a few akimtes and some kasol kadaitachs and maskanas, not lechatzah, but af lechatzah, and hachi nami mistabra, mitani hachi. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove this not from our Mishnah, that part of the daf we've concluded, but rather from a braisa, and then on the days from a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Zok the Gemara Toshma. Anshe chasma anshe aliyah. Shachav alo yirvu. Again, there were people living in a chas, people living in aliyah. They forgot to make a ruvach chateres between the two of them. Anshe chasma mishta amshem ba'asara tachtoinim. So if there's a wall, and this is the wall of the house. So anshe chatsa anshe aliyah. They're living in the same house. This is a two-story, three-story house. So what about the wall? Who gets to use the wall? So the braisa says as follows. The people in the chatzar, they can use the lower 10 tefachim of the wall. V'anshei aliyah, people living in the aliyah, they can be mishtamshim asar al yoinim, the upper 10 tefachim. Ketzad, just to visualize an example, ziz, yoitzim enak ha'isal, if there was a board that was protruding from the side of the wall. Matam yasar, if it's lamatam yasar l'chatzar, it belongs to people living in the chatzar. Lamayim yasar, if it's more than 10 off the ground, aliyah, it's going to belong to the people living in the aliyah. Says, v'hod beni beni, what would be if it was in between? I mean, what would be if it was not within 10 tefachim of the bottom and not within 10 tefachim of the top. But to the contrary, what if you have a ziz, it's more than 10 tefachim from the people living on the bottom, and it's also more than 10 tefachim beneath the people living on the top? It sounds like aser. It sounds like it would be aser. Now, l'chura, why would it be aser? According to Shmuel, why don't you say, l'zeh tashmisha b'shulshul, l'zeh tashmisha b'zrika. Shulshul, relative to zrika, is nachas, so it comes out, l'zeh b'nachas, l'zeh b'kosher, you should give it to the people that are living on top. So b'shulim aloit rab, it's gevaldik. At the end of the day, it's equally difficult for both of them. We're not going to start splitting hairs between going up versus going down, zrika, shulshul. So at the end of the day, what's the halacha going to be? It's going to be awesome to both of them. Had the b'ni b'ni yasa, like the Braisa says. But according to Shmuel, so the first two kashas, the kashas that the Gemara asked from our Mishnah were all kashas on Rav. Rayas to Shmuel kashas on Rav. And the Braisa were going in the reverse. The Braisa seems to shray shitas Rav. So the Gemara says, you could always make an akimta and wiggle out of it. Amar Rav Nachman, hacha b'koysel tisha asar askina. We're talking about what wasn't such a mitzvah. The wall was only 19 tefachim tall. V'ziz yoytza mimenu. And there was a ziz. L'mata me'asar, l'zeb ha'pesel, l'zeb ha'shoshel. L'mayel le'asar, l'zeb ha'pesel, l'zeb ha'zrika. There is no mitzvah of beni beni. You're right. You want to know what would be that loch if there was a wall where there was a mitzvah of beni beni? Maybe according to Shmuel, the Braisa would have addressed it. Don't be medayik that if it was in between, for sure it would be aser, because hachav ma'askinin in the braisa, where there was nothing in between. But you're right, if there was something in between, it could be it's something that would have been addressed. Okay, Gemara Toshma, a raya from a Mishnah, l'kamon da'pei zayinam abeis. Now the truth is, this Mishnah, l'kamon, is a complicated Mishnah. We're going to get to it later in the week. But for now, we just have to know it a little bit, at least to see what the Gemara wants from this Mishnah and what the Tzushtel is to the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Mishnah, Shei gezus terois zula maila mizu. Maisa shahaya kachaya, where there was a building that was ocean front. So far, so good. And there are two apartments that open up into the ocean and they have little porches. The people used to take water from the water, this body of water, it doesn't have to be an ocean, but from this body of water, and they would draw it up, old school, with a little pail, and like this they would have water. Now to do this on Shabbos is a big problem. The reason is because the yam has a din of a carmelis. These houses and these porches had a din of a Rosh HaSayachid. So to carry from a carmelis Rosh HaSayachid is not awesome midday raisa, but at the same time, it's awesome midrabah. What happened over here is that one of the people that lived in the apartment that opened up into one of these porches, they made a little mechitza. What's known as a mechitza tluya. We've seen mechitza tluya. That there's something called a floating, hanging mechitza that can work. The bottom line is you take four boards, you put it underneath the porch, you make a hole inside. The specifics of it are not really so relevant right now. The point is they made a mechitza tluya. And because of this mechitza tluya that they made, they're now allowed to carry from their porch up from the water up until their porch. The people that lived on the other porch, they didn't make a mechitza tluya. And because they didn't make a mechitza tluya, they were not allowed to carry from their porch. Stating that, this is important. This mechitza tluya where these Gezus Terois belonged to the people that lived in both of these apartments. It's very, very important, because otherwise the whole halacha doesn't flow. So it belonged to both of them. They both had equal access to it, technically, from a Chayshe Mishpat standpoint, from a Bailis standpoint. And the question now is can the people, whether you live in this house, or you live in this apartment, you live in that apartment, can you take water now and bring it up into this porch? Or could you not bring it up until this porch? So says the Mishnah, here's the halach. In the event that you had a mechitza tluya for the one that was a little higher, you didn't have one for the one that was a little lower, no one's allowed to take any water, even the people living on top, even though you have a mechitza. So really there's no problem. Actually, yarva, unless you make a ruvich hatzeres. And the reason you can't do it is not because of a tza from a carmelist to a rishos hayachid. We addressed that by making a mechitza tluya. That's not the problem, right? Without making the mechitza tluya, that would have been an issue. I had let it carry from the yam all the way up until the porch. But we addressed that by making a mechitza tluya. So that's not a problem. The reason you're not allowed to do it is because of Erevin. It's an Erevin problem. It's not a Shabbos problem. It's not a Perek Yetzias HaShabbos problem. This is an Erevin problem. This is an Eruv HaTzeres issue. What's the Eruv HaTzeres issue? The Eruv HaTzeres is a little bit tricky. We look at the water that's within the mechitza of this mechitza tluya as belonging, we're having a shaychus to both of these chatzeres, or both of these apartments. And the reason is because they both technically own this mechitza. So being that they both own this mechitza, it's not like you can say, oh, it's within my mechitza. No, it's within my mechitza too. We chipped in for it, we bought it together, we're partners. This is the way it is. So as a result, we look at it from an Erevin perspective as a chatzah mishutefes. So if it's a chatzah mishutefes, so I can't carry and you can't carry. So as a result, there's no way to carry. Now, you can't carry anyways because you don't have a mechitza tluya. But theoretically, you can come to my apartment and take some water and do whatever you want to do with the water in my apartment. But we both can't do it because you have an eruv chatzeres problem. You have two people that live in a house that open up into a common chatzer. Unless you make a eruv chatzeres, you're going to have an issue. So the point is that this is something that you're not allowed to do. Here's the kasha. You know what the kasha is? Why don't we say that, being that for the people that are living in the chutz, in the apartment that opens up to the mechitza tluya, for them to be able to take the water, how would they have to take the water? They just have to go down. Just take the pail, you walk out of your apartment, stick it down. It's not a big deal. It's far down, whatever it is, but that's fine. It's lezeh b'shulshal. The people that are living in the other apartment, for them, how are they going to get the water? It's going to be much harder for them to get it because they would have to take their pail and they would have to now go from there, throw it into the other porch, which means you're going up and then it's going to have to go down. And what's the halacha? The halacha is very clear. Shtei masura zelazeh. Why is it shtei masura zelazeh? According to Shmuel, why don't we say it's lezeh b'shilshul, v'lezeh b'zrika, and we should give, again, what we're doing is, it's a complicated case. So it takes a little time just to express the case. Unless you have a picture, of course, it's still complicated. But the point is, picture doesn't help that much. But the point is that you have an eruv chatzeres issue. That's what you have, because you have a body of water that somehow ended up becoming a chatzer that two families have equal access to. Who are the two families? The people that have these apartments that open up into these gezus terois. One of them had the mechitza tluya, the other one didn't have a mechitza tluya, but that doesn't even matter so much because at the end of the day, they both have equal access to this mechitza tluya, and as a result, they technically both have rights to the water that are underneath it. Says the halacha that unless they make a ruvich chatzeres, no one's allowed to take the water. The water is a chatzim mishutefes. So how's anyone going to take the water? What's the kasha? Like Shmuel, it should work because for me, being that I live in the apartment that has the mechitza tluya, that's the point. I could just walk in, lezeh b'shulshul, I could take it. You don't live in that apartment. Not just that, you live in the tachtoina, right? Every aspect of this case was precise. Where was the mechitza tluya? It was in the upper porch. The lower porch, not. Also, being that you live in the lower porch, you now have to go up. So you have to go up. So for me, it's b'shulshul. For you, it's b'zrika. For me, it's benachas. For you, it's b'kasha. So why is it shnei ma'isrim zelza? So vishlein aloit rav avada. Rav holds shnei ma'isrim zelza. So it's very good. But according to Shmuel, what's pshat in this halacha? Omar rav adabara havas. Rav adabara havas said, b'bom b'nei tachtoina derech alyoina l'mal. You're assuming that the way the people in the Gzus Terah Tachtoina would get to the El Yoyno is that they would have to throw their pail. They didn't have to throw their pail. They were able to walk in. Oh, they're able to walk in. So it's not Lezeh B'Shilshul, but Lezeh B'Zrika. It's the same Lezeh B'Shilshul. They'd rather have to walk up a flight of stairs, that doesn't make it difficult. That's neither here nor there. So at the end of the day, when you're going to use it, all you got to do is walk into my apartment. You can walk into my apartment. We could both use it equally, and for that reason, not going to be up. Ayam Abaye said a different teretz. It's talking about where these two kizus teretz were within 10 tefachim of each other. And being that within 10 tefachim of each other, here's the punchline. We look at them as if they're equally accessible. I mean, the only time you get involved in, is it easier for me, is it harder for you? That's if there's distance of at least 10 tefachim separating us. So then we start asking ourselves, who has more of a shaykhis to it? And if for you it's kosh, and me it's nachas, so we'll give it to the one that's benachas, not the one that it's kosh. But in the event that we're within 10 tefachim of each other, so then we can't start differentiating between for whom it's benachas, for who it's bekosha, then it's all one big happy situation. And as a result, in this case, and a chanami, it's lezeb is shulshul, and it's lezeb is rika. But it was within 10 tefachim, and within two reshuyos, within 10 tefachim of each other, this halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, v'loy mi boya kamar. V'loy mi boya asum. What's the v'loy mi boya kamar? Meaning, what is Abaye addressing? Abaye is addressing that in the event, the reason this halacha is true, meaning the reason Shtei Moisum Zal Zeh is because they have equal access to it. And meaning because even though they don't have equal access to it, really, Lezeb is Shulshul, but because we're within 10 tefachim of each other. So why did we need the case to be where the hole and the Mechitza Tluya was in the upper Gezustera? Why couldn't it be in the lower Gezustera? So the Gemara just speaks this out. Because the mission wanted to say a bigger Chiddush. Not only if the Mechitza Tluya was in the lower one, would we understand why it's Aser? Why? The Kibbutz of Begav Yudad Dadi Kayaman Aser Nadadi, because there it's Pasha that it would be Aser. El Afilu Asul El Yoyna Vali Asul Tachtoyna. The Chiddush is that even if the Mechitza Tluya was in the El Yoyna, not in the Tachtoyna, so could I Tchimin, I would have thought, Kibbutz de Lezeb Benach, Lezeb Bekosha, Lezeb 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 Benachas, I would have thought that means that it's easier for one than it is for the other. You should give it to that one. Kamashmal, and that's the Chiddush that you don't say that. Meaning if the Mechitza Tluya was in the lower one, so it would be it would be Lezebishosho. So being that Lezebishosho Lezebishosho would be more understood, maybe why they asked for each other. The Chiddush is that even if one is higher and the other one's lower, so being that for the lower one, you have to go Bezrika, so you would have thought for sure give it to the one on top. Kamash Malon, that you don't. That Kivin the Begav Asara Kayomin, Asra Adadi. Being that at the end of the day, they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so the Allah is that they're going to ask for each other. But the point is that Enochinami, the reason their Asr is not because of Rav's halacha, the reason, because Enochinami, as it relates to the halacha of Lezeb Shulshul, the Lezeb Zrika, the halacha is you'd give it to Lezeb Shulshul. In this case, it's also Lezeb Shulshul, and the Lezeb Zrika, it's true it is, but it's within 10 tefachim. And whenever it's within 10 tefachim, so this whole halacha gets negated.